had this like random job where it was like a I swear it was like a MLM, but it was basically just cold calling like people that it was basically like acting classes. And so people would come and sign up for these acting classes, and then you'd have to cold call them all like afterwards, like people that like were interested in it. And then this one time they would bring in like Disney actors to be like, oh yeah, like I did this program and look where I am at now. But for the most part, it's a scam because it's just like getting parents to like pay money so that their kid is in these acting classes and then it never goes anywhere. And then every once in a while, like one person will make it famous. But one time they did like a signing at this mall in Calgary and they brought what's her name from Halloween Town. And so I just like, I don't remember what I did. No, no, but I have a photo. We'll put it up here. I'll find it and we'll put it up here. Yeah, I think it's on Facebook somewhere. Anyways.
Wait, you have a photo with her?
With her,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I can't really fully recall her face, but I remember that movie.
She has
I
a butt chin.
Just like always. Me. Oh, you don't have a butt chin.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not prominent. It's not bootylicious.
Anyways, hers is more defined.
Some are very defined. Yeah, you don't have that.
Yeah, thank you.
No, is it Johnny Bravo has that? Or no, he doesn't. Does he? He doesn't. It's pointy, isn't it? They're very pointy illustrations.
Chiseled. Hmm. I don't know who has a butt chin. Oh, Demi Lovato.
Oh, but she's got enough hate on her. Let's leave her alone. Listen, them alone.
I love. Yeah, love Demi.
Yeah. I don't actually know much about her, but them. But anyway, Demi Lovato is very hated online or randomly like bullied online. So
I know.
Send them love and care and compassion.
What was that video or what was that photo?
What is it called again?
Poot.
Yeah.
And she thought it was her. Like she was like, she actually thought that like she.
It was just like a bad
literally
angle.
Bad. Yeah. But it was like internet trolls that photoshopped it. So yeah. That sucks. Like that.
That sucks because I thought it was real until I heard that.
Same.
And,
but
like,
then.
How many people will even hear that? They'll just think that's real.
They'll just think it's real.
Yeah. That's so unfortunate.
Brutal. Anyways, well.
Well. Okay. Has it been 7 days since you've watched it or how many?
No, actually,
you
just
watched
today.
It today. Yeah.
I didn't get a phone call though.
I survived my 7 days because it was about a couple weeks ago now. But like,
well, it's fresh in my brain.
That's good. It's usually just living free in my head all the time.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I don't know why it did that to me. I don't know. Because when I rewatch it now, like, I feel like it kind of doesn't. I don't know if it would have the same effect on me if like I had just watched it for the first time now because of it. It's not that it's aged necessarily. But there's just certain things about it that, like...
I mean, the whole VHS tape thing. It could be, actually, if you found an old VHS tape.
I mean, I still fuck with VHS, but...
Should we say, like, welcome?
Oh, sure.
Should we do, like, an intro?
Welcome. So, we are Terrify Her. I'm Wallace.
I'm Evan.
And we are making this podcast because we love horror movies and talking about them and analyzing them through our perspective.
Yeah.
As women.
Women. Beautiful, sexy women. Intelligent. Caring. Loving.
No, but I mean also because it's a very male or has been a very male dominated industry in terms of horror.
It's a male-dominated world, baby.
It is. We live in patriarchy, so we're just trying to make a space, you know?
Yeah, safe make it, for, yeah. Yeah.
You know, that dialogue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so saying that, we do want to hear what you think about The Ring, which is what we were talking about today.
Yeah.
2002?
October 18th, 2002.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, it's almost its anniversary. How many years would that be? Mathematics.
Literally terrible at math.
We'll figure it out and
it's
put
like,
it in the video.
It's like either 20 years ago or like 15 years ago.
It's 12 years ago.
12 years ago. Okay.
Pretty much, right? Because we're almost at 2024 anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess they're 11 years ago. Wow.
So, yeah. Like what are... So I watched it literally a couple hours ago.
Yeah. So you have it ago. Like...
So it's pretty fresh. It's an hour and 55 minutes, mm-hmm. which I thought it was like, I thought, oh, it's going to be like an hour and a half. But I was like, oh, no, this is like a pretty.
It's decently long.
Solid movie.
Well, because you think it ends and then it doesn't.
And then it doesn't. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
They add that little extra half an hour for a little more.
Yeah. I kind of want to talk about like the opening scene. I was thinking about it today, like how in horror movies, like there's so many horror movies that start with that kind of opening scene where like it sets the tone for the rest of the movie. Mm-hmm. Whereas like I feel like some horror movies are just slow all the way until the end, and the end is crazy. Or it'll be like slow, and then something crazy will happen in the middle, and then it'll just be like wild from there on. But this is one of those movies where like there's that opening scene with the two girls, and they're like, I can't remember what they're talking about, but they're like, oh, like she's like, I hate TV. Like,
yeah, they're talking about like the electronic like,
yeah,
effects like, of the television.
They're trying to control our minds through, yeah, like the TV waves.
Or yeah, whatever, the electromagnetic like, waves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like talking about how it, like, yeah, it's kind of like ominous and foreshadowing that like the TV is like killing your brain cells, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then how like the girl messes with her friend about seeing that movie, but then she actually did watch it. Like, why did she do that? I'd like scare myself doing that, which she does.
Like, watch the movie?
We'll talk about how it was like, then you'll die in 7 days and stuff. Like,
right, not knowing that her friend had watched the movie.
Yeah, well, it was her friend that told her this creepy story, but then she's actually watched it.
Yeah, and then right? She's like, I watched the movie last weekend. And yeah. She's like, I thought you were at your wherever. And she's like, no, we actually did this and we watched the movie. And then she's like, oh. And then they like kind of have that funny, like, she pretends to die.
She pretends to start choking. Mm-hmm. And then they, like, go downstairs to, I guess, get a snack or something, and no one's home. They're having, like, a sleepover.
Yeah.
And then creepy stuff starts to happen. She thinks that it's her friend messing with her.
Yeah. The TV turns on. She's like.
Yeah. And then that like weird shadow goes by the TV when it turns off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that was such a thing. Was like Signs around that time too. I feel like the TV thing was like.
Right.
Like the reflection in the TV was like a thing.
When I think of that, I think of Poltergeist. So that was
right.
Like a.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Right.
That's true. And that's a lot older.
So good.
But that's also things coming out of the television.
Yeah.
And like communicating kind of through the television.
Through the TV, yeah.
Which I guess is the entire format of this movie, because it's like a VHS.
Well, yeah, it's like a cursed VHS. But then there's that whole like, what is her name? Samara.
Yeah.
It's like cursed, but then I don't know. I think it's cool how like you see the film kind of in the beginning when you watch it with Naomi Watts or whatever for the first time, like all
yeah,
the way
you're
through
forced to watch it too, kind
and
of.
Then she starts like exploring all of the places that like she really starts to like, and I freaking forgot about the horse scene.
I'm sorry.
I forgot about
it's brutal.
And it made me hate her too. I was like, get away from the horse.
She was being
obviously
so stupid.
Doesn't want you there.
No, but she was being really nah. Like, what are you doing? Leave it alone. Like, she's it like, doesn't want to associate with you right now.
She's like, my horse.
You're also haunted like, right now, and you know you are. So yeah, back the fuck up, you know?
Cursed ass bitch.
But, like, to be fair, in the video, it doesn't show horses, right? Like, she knows that there's a stable and all that, but, like, when it shows the scene, what she sees in the movie when the horse falls off of the boat, mm-hmm. that's what you see in the movie, in the film.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, the water, which doesn't even look bloody because it's in black and white.
I know, yeah. And the horse's eye. The horse's eye is
true,
like
the horse's
when
eye
like when it gets
but you
scared.
Wouldn't know, right? Because like she knows that they had that is it it's called it's not called what is it called when they have a horse farm
a ranch
yeah I yeah. guess because they had a name, right? It was
like, yeah, just like a horse
by the lighthouse ranch. On
yeah.
the cliff and all that.
Yeah so it's super yeah like just how the story kind of starts to unfold. Adam Brody is like randomly in it.
I know.
For like one
I'm
scene.
I'm obsessed. He's
for
like yeah.
One scene.
You know I don't even know exactly
no,
what
no,
he
no.
said.
No, he's like I can't remember who died, but he's like Josh died. And they're like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, like he died."
Yeah, cuz they go to a different high school in another town or something,
yeah.
So no one knows they died too.
Yeah.
So they don't see, they don't link the connection that like Naomi Watts' niece died at the same time as the rest of those which were her friends. And I think she also kept her like relationship with this like boy from another high school a secret, so no one knew
right
about any
oh,
of
yeah.
them
yeah exactly
yeah
until yeah I think that is kind of made clear when when Naomi like goes to her, I guess her sister's
the wake
house. Yeah, for the you kind of find that.
She like overhears the girls having a cigarette talking about how.
Right. Yeah. And then she comes up and they're like, who's this old bitch?
Yeah.
They're like,
But then she's relatable because I think doesn't she have a cigarette with them or something? Yeah. So it's like vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
She kind of like tries to ask them.
Yeah. So then I don't know. I guess she's already like investigative journalist of sorts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, her sister like is like, you have to find out what happened. I don't know why this happened.
Yeah.
And everything. And I guess it didn't make sense because, I mean, when, like, this scared me so much when I was young. Like, when I first watched this movie, I couldn't watch the scene when they opened the door. And her face and stuff. Because she's like, it's her face. And I would always shut my eyes until I finally, this time, because it's been so long, I'm like, I can do it. I can do it. And then I watched it. I was like, oh, fuck. It's still fucked up, man. It's still very fucked up. Like, obviously, yeah, you would want to know what the fuck happened to your daughter. If you're like, I mean, you know, there's obviously something happened.
You know, I thought there was, like, way more jump scares in this movie, but there's actually not.
It's more of a haunting feeling.
Yeah, it's more like, of a haunting, unsettling feeling.
And it's like rises. Like, gradually.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Because by the end, when she's coming out of the TV, like at his place and the music, like that was like, I forgot that happened right at the end. I thought that she came out of the TV like way earlier on, but that's like literally right at the end of the movie, which is like, I don't know, just a funny kind of reminder.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and he's on the spinny chair and then she spins him around and again. Face. Like, yeah. Which was less bad for some reason. He's not as like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't go all black in his eyes and all that. Yeah, they didn't do the same level of makeup on him. But
it was funny. I was like, I really love this movie. I kind of mentioned it before, but I was like, I love the scenes with no dialogue because the acting in it is like pretty bad for the most part. I found, except for Naomi. Like, I feel like she does a great job.
Naomi's a great actress.
Yeah, she's just like a good actress, and her face, like, she's so beautiful, like she's so perfect for this movie. Like, I don't know, I was just like looking at the colors like in her face, and I know it's like obviously a lot to do with editing and stuff, but I was like, man, she was like the perfect person to be casted. I feel like just her features, everything.
Yeah. And I love the son, like her son, like, and their dynamic.
Yeah, you know? He's like very mature and like understands her in a way, and he calls her Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very mature, and he's like, he knows his dad is.
He knows, we don't know who his dad is until midway through the movie. Yeah. But yeah, like he obviously. It's
just her ex.
Yeah. Which that scene where they're like, they're sitting there, I think it's like well after they've both watched it, and then his assistant comes home, and then he's like, he like gets up and he's like, oh, like, this is my friend. And I was like, she's that like is friend. Your baby and then mama. She, like,
kisses. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that the fuck, you know, he obviously is immature.
They both are. Yeah. Because then he's having that conversation and the son is like, yeah, you were young, as if like he already knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's forced to, like, be more mature. And then, I don't know, basically.
This movie is just so fun.
So much happens. So fun. She's kind of, like, portrayed as, like, a bad mom or, like, an unattentive mother.
It's so relatable, though. Her character is, like, kind of, you know.
Well, she's, like, a single mom trying to make sure everything's good. She has a good, good relationship with her son, actually. I think she's actually raised him really well because he's, like, very...
It's decent.
Like, very like independent.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they have the
best... I don't
know
if he's, like, mentally that okay. But he's at least...
Ooh, and then
work.
That scene where she walks in on him finishing the video and she's like, no!
Yeah, that part. I was like, girl, like, you could have just not had that thing accessible. Like, is it just in the fucking player? Like, I was a little bit like...
But also, okay, but remember in the beginning when he's like drawing those photos and like...
Yeah, well,
and then
he's drawing
like,
them before, that,
before
any of this
anything
even
ever
happens.
And they never really explain that, right?
I feel like he's just like a prophet.
A child. Yeah, he's just a child that like has access to things
intuitive.
That we don't.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Like, he's just like hears sounds that we don't hear and like that. I guess, I think actually what happened was that his cousin, who does die in the beginning of the movie, did tell him that she watched that movie.
Oh.
Remember?
But and that then, was a little girl, right? Because I got her and, like, the niece, and I was like, what? Because he was like, oh, yeah, her best friend just died. Or his
best friend is his cousin, who's the young, the girl
which
that
was
dies.
Her niece. But isn't that girl, like 14 or, like, 15?
Yeah, but I think he just would go to her house all the time.
Because
and she's probably,
the
family, like, close with
he
him.
Because he doesn't have anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Exactly. So, right. So, yeah, so I think he knew about the movie, and he kind of, I don't think he knew about Samara, but he was, like, drawing people that were, like, underground. Like,
well, yeah, he doesn't know about her until after he's watched the movie, and then he starts being like, oh, she told me to draw this or whatever.
Yeah,
when she kind of more starts to, like,
and he's like aggressively drawing the circle, which is the view from the well,
and apparently Samara there's like, because I looked up a little bit just like fun facts about it, and apparently there's rings everywhere. I wasn't really trying to pay attention to the background of it, but apparently there's like rings everywhere, like throughout the, because you know how the very last scene, even when he like puts his like coffee cup down and then he like,
it makes a coffee
and it
ring?
Makes like a perfect ring. I think there's more like Easter eggs like that throughout the movie that I just like whatever, next time I'll look for them. But yeah,
I don't know, like I remember loving this movie so much when I was younger, and like I think because it genuinely scared me and I genuinely thought I would like die in 7 days, like I was really convinced. I was, it's scary.
But you didn't get a call
this time. The first time I watched it, I did, like, we got a phone call, like I was at my friend's house and it was like just us watching it and no one was home, and we were like, I was like 12 and she was like 15 or something, and I was like, yeah, we watched that, and like halfway through the movie, like when it's like a creepy moment, and then the phone rang and we were like both like like scared.
Of course it would happen.
Yeah, so and then I genuinely was scared for 7 days after the movie, because I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. I watched the movie, like I don't know, that is a really successful to me, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
in a
sure.
horror movie.
And that was okay, it was also one of the first horror movies that kind of set the like trend of remaking Japanese horror films,
because
I think Grudge came out after
it did
that.
Quite quickly after,
and many more after that were making, and I didn't know that the Ring was based off, or the Ringu or whatever, the Japanese version was made, was based off of a book, off of a novel. I know, I was like, ooh, I really want to
like read the translation of that.
Yeah, exactly,
that would probably scare me way more.
Yeah,
because then you just have your imagination to like lean on. Because I guess like over the years, like CGI and stuff has aged a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, some CGI in there. It's like,
but I don't know. I just think that short film with like the creepy stuff that happens and like all the things, and then like she starts seeing that in real life, real time. Like I thought that was so, it's just so artfully done.
Yeah.
And like when she's looking at it through the like, when you can like see it on the, like you can move the frames.
Yeah.
At the like, I don't know where,
wherever she was.
Then like when the fly becomes alive.
Real, yeah. And then she's like, ugh.
And yeah. And then she like turns around and the lady's there and she's like, are you okay? Cause she's like got a nosebleed. Yeah. And that's what everyone kind of goes through, these steps of stages of,
yeah,
I guess, haunted. Like kind of, yeah. And I just, I think that was really successful. I don't know. It just makes you feel like you're like part of it, because you're also watched it. They make you part of the experience.
She watches it multiple times.
They like break the third wall or something with it, because you're just like, oh, I watched it too, and you're like kind of experiencing these days.
Well, the first,
and it goes like day one, day two, like, you know, till it is 7 days.
The first time she watches it, it's like, it's not her watching it, you are watching it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it just, no, yeah, it just shows the whole film.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, didn't really, I guess watching the movie itself is consenting to that, but it's just like, oh, now you're subjected to this thing that's haunted, and you're like, kind of like, okay.
I think being young. So my experience watching this movie for the first time is I watched it with my mother, and she laughed through the whole thing. So like, I wasn't scared of that movie. In fact, I thought it was quite comical. And then when I was reading up on it today, both Naomi Watts and the, I don't remember his name, they were like worried that they weren't going to be scary enough on screen, and that they were just going to be like, they were like, this is funny for us to act. You know what I mean? Like, they thought it was like funny.
Well, because they have to be so serious. Like,
I know.
The whole movie, they're so serious.
And they're like, yeah, are we going to be scary enough? Like, is this going
to,
well,
like, they're not supposed to be scary, right? They're supposed to almost be scared.
I don't know. Like, there's like some, you know, when she like screams and stuff. I feel like that would just be so fun to act. Like, fear would be so, like, such a fun thing to act, you know?
Yeah.
But also, you'd be like, is this translating? Like, do people really think I'm scared? Or, like, you know? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel really, I was, like, really unsettled when, like, he's, like, he had watched the movie. Like, her ex mm-hmm. has watched the movie. And then he, like, goes to buy cigarettes. And then the clerk is like, these will kill you.
She's like, you're gonna die.
Which and is so
like,
fucked up.
What?
And then he's like, catches his eye in the video camera, and he sees that his face is all warped, like the photographs, and he's like, some reason, like the warped photo thing is really creepy.
I know it is. It is creepy. I remember seeing photos of yourself after this movie,
like,
being
like visceral about this movie that kind of make you feel really creeped out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it just gets like under your skin, and I think that's what they're trying to do with like the fly becoming real and stuff. Like it's like it's right there, and then obviously she comes out of the TV, so it's like there's no separation. Like you're not safe.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you even know,
as a viewer, you're not safe.
Yeah, no. At the end, when she thinks that like
she saved her,
she saved the world.
Oh, that was so gross.
She falls in the fucking well. White woman like hero complex, like.
Yeah, 100%.
And then
she's a meme.
Yeah. What I love, I did laugh like when they're looking like down the well, and they're like, and then she like, I don't know, something happens, like something breaks, and then the TV like slams.
Oh my god!
I laughed at that part. It's kind of funny.
Well, yeah, she whole part is insane.
And then, oh, you know what? That part was actually really funny when he's like. He's like running to get like a hose or like something that he's like running with something like a rope or something,
right.
And then it like hook lines him like back and he like falls. I'm like, obviously that was gonna happen. Like, I don't know, I just thought that scene was funny. And the sun's going down with a tree on the
that's
like
beautiful there's the like hill. Certain shots and like aspects are like cinematically that are so beautiful.
Yeah, so they this website that I found, do you know what Gigster is? It's like a website where people will like post kind of venues or like places that you can rent to film things in. So if you have a really nice apartment, you can like put it on Gigster and people can like rent it to like,
oh, that's cool,
film content in or whatever. So like when I was Googling it, it like took me to Gigster, and somebody had literally written down every single place that like The Ring was filmed in. So you can go to these like, like the beginning scene was like filmed at this house in Los Angeles somewhere, and it has the address, and you can go look
at it.
Yeah, it was like, well, somebody.
I
want
to go to the creepy cabin place.
I know, yeah. They're literally every single place.
Is it all in California?
No, so it was California and like Washington.
It looks like Washington.
Seattle.
Like the
weather
and everything.
They were like, we wanted it to be like
West
gloomy.
Coast rainy.
Gloomy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know, but I feel like I don't know how it would be read if we like if it came out now. Like,
I don't know. I mean, okay, so there's also like, so there's The Ring 2.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one that came out in 2017 that I feel like I did watch, but it was something that I put on in the background and I just like wasn't really paying attention to it. But obviously, the first one is the best.
I feel like the first one's really the one.
Because I think sometimes they like they'll do that. Like they did that with Saw, you know? Like the first one
they
was
definitely went there with Saw.
Was so good, and it wasn't as like it wasn't as what am I trying to say? Like shock value. You know what I mean? It was just a good original story.
Yeah.
Whereas like anytime they keep making horror films in a franchise, they're like, okay, how can we push the boundary? How can we push the boundary? Let's forget about the story and how can we like just do shock value.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like I don't really recall watching the other ones.
Or like just gore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I remember Ring 2. I don't remember there being another one after that.
What happened in the Ring
2? Well, no, I remember it coming out. Like, okay. I don't remember anything. Like, what would they do, you know? Like,
I don't know. But the first one came out 2002.
Like, she never sleeps, I guess. So,
yeah.
What happened?
The second one came out in 2005. And then the most recent one came out in 2017. So that's like a pretty...
That's not that long ago.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
Okay. But I mean, they might even remake it, but I feel like...
It's like just
I don't think it's necessary.
Story.
I think like it's... I think it's well done. The movie is beautiful. I wouldn't redo it unless you use the video again, because the video is perfect the way it is, I think. It's just creepy. And I mean, I don't know how they made that. It was pretty gross.
The VHS?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, like the finger and the nail coming off and all that. Blech. And the shots of like the ladder and just the way they did it all.
Okay,
really cool.
One part that did really get me though is when she, because one of my like things that causes a very visceral reaction is like wet hair. I hate wet hair. Like cleaning the drain is like, it's the one thing that will make me gag. I'm pretty good with like gross things, but wet hair is like, it's like the one thing that will make me like truly gag and like throw up.
Yeah, no, clogged drains is like trauma for me. I'm like, ew, okay, great.
It's the worst. I mean, that wasn't too bad when she's in the well, but like when like wet hair has like dead skin cells and like all that.
Ew,
and that. It's so, it's literally
well,
one of
the, when she was in the well, it was gross.
Grossest
right? And then
things.
Then she like finds her and all her hair is like everywhere, and then there's like fingernails and stuff. That's so gross. And obviously like she rotted in there, so that's like fucking disgusting.
So nasty.
That yeah, that's really gross. Or like, okay, but like did it hit you the same way when she has to like pull out? Yeah. I know, I was watching that, and then my boyfriend came home right when I was watching that scene. I'm like, I don't think you're going to like this, and I didn't know that was what was going to happen next. And I just like, she's like, obviously there's the water. She goes in, and then she like, but then she's like pulling this thing out of her.
We all know what it's like to also, you have long hair too, so you know sometimes when you swallow a hair, and then you're like.
And it's longer than you expect. And
yeah,
you
you're like, whoa,
it.
That was like really far.
No, I don't like recalling that feeling. It's been a while. It's probably going to happen like today now.
It's you're so gonna be gross. Showering. Later
yeah like, but I don't think they pushed it too far with like anything gross, like it's just kind of unsettling.
I mean
it's really just I thought there's just so many disturbing moments in it that are like more psychologically based, and like when she finally goes to the ranch and like to her original home and everything, and she like really thinks that it's the dad is like abusive, but like it's actually Samara is just like haunted, I guess.
Yeah, because like even her mom, and sorry, what happened to her mom?
I think she jumps off that cliff. That's the film.
Yeah,
and she's like, you see her fall at the end.
She thinks that she killed Samara.
Well, I think Samara, I think she tries to kill Samara because it's like her final effort
to stop her
to
from
stop
being like
from
an
happening.
Evil little girl or something.
I think like things happen when she was like, that's why she had to live in the barn too. Like, I don't know, man. It sounds like a bad family
like a
dynamic.
Disaster.
It sounds very unhealthy. Should have gotten some more better therapy. I don't know.
Your mom
like,
just like pushes you into a well, thinks you're dead, but you're not.
Well, yeah, she like put that bag over her head and put her in there.
Yeah.
And then I guess she couldn't live with herself doing that to her daughter. So then she
also
jumps too.
Herself.
And then that guy was alive living in the ranch, seemed perfectly
that
fine until
her
homie comes over.
That was her dad, right?
Yeah but then he was living, and like I guess he was just trying to be normal, but until Naomi comes and reminds him of all this crap, and then he ends up toasting himself in the bath.
He was like living, oh yeah, that scene, that's pretty crazy when he's like getting into the bathtub
screaming at her and screaming about Samara.
But also he's like living on this farm with these like stables, but he has no horses. Because obviously the horses all had some disease.
I just wonder what his like daily life was until Naomi came over. Because
I know
it's been a little while since Samara's been gone in the well.
And he was acting like he was working, like he was like fixing the fence or something. It's like, why do you need to fix the fence? You don't have like anything going on. But anyways, whatever.
He's obviously
part of the story.
Like not okay, but
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like The Ring. Rewatching it, I don't think I liked it as much as I did. I'm
first,
sorry.
Like,
I like
the
it.
First time you
I like recalling it more than watching it again. I don't think it's one I'm going to revisit.
I feel like
for another like 10 years again.
I can't wait to do The Grudge because I feel like I had
I feel like
more
The Grudge scared me more.
Yeah.
But I needed to see The Ring before I saw The Grudge.
Yeah.
Cuz it like
it was definitely a build up to The Grudge, cuz
yeah.
I felt like The Grudge was like terrifying.
The Grudge pushes it that extra
like I said, there's more jump scares in the like you know
I know
girl.
Yeah,
oh I can't wait to do that one because I do love that movie.
That's also got hair in it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about like just the effect that like The Ring had on like pop culture and all of us, because like after we saw that, like how many people were like prank calling you being like 7 days.
Right, yeah.
You know, or like anytime
or
you'd be in a pool,
too.
Anytime
yeah.
you'd be in a pool and you would like go down and like put your hair in your face
and
be like, who am I, you guys? I'm the Ring Girl. you know.
Yeah, it definitely. She's like a lot of Halloween costumes.
She is kind of like a horror movie like
reference, like
like Ghostface, just like Michael Myers. Yeah, like she is like.
Where is she on our popcorn? Actually, you know, like she should be there. Where is the woman?
I mean, she's not really a serial killer.
I mean, she kills people. Like, why is a puppet on there instead of?
Ew! I watched the Freddy from 2010 yesterday, and it's like they just make him look like a burn victim, and it's so bad. And I was like, I really want them to remake a Freddy movie because they could do it so well now, and there hasn't been one since 2010. And I think they could do such a good job in like bringing back Freddy Krueger and having like a super dope like comedian like play him, because Freddy's funny, you know.
Yeah,
like,
no,
and
yeah.
The most recent one that came out, it was all about gore, and like there's no storyline. It was just weird. Freddy was like he was like a pedophile. Like, it was weird.
Weird. They do make him kind of like that though, and like, that's his lore.
I guess he a pedophile. Yeah, I guess he was.
He is. That's why he's so creepy, man.
Yeah.
He's really fucked up.
I think it would be...
Messed up character.
It is a really messed up character.
Think he's funny because, like, it is funny, especially the original one.
Yeah.
It's like with all the... what is it? What is it? Practical effects.
Right.
So good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, they could put Johnny Depp in it again. Then it'd be scary.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's so scary.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to do anything.
Did you hear about like Jason Momoa dressing up like Johnny Depp on the
he kind of looks like Johnny Depp.
The set of Aquaman, because yeah. They're filming whatever next
one. But he's friends with Amber, right? That was a joke. Or is that like to get like...
I think it would be funny.
A hazing happen. I think it would be
funny. It never said like what Amber's reaction was. It was just like Jason Momoa dressed up like Johnny Depp when they first...
I think Amber... probably would find that funny. I think Amber
Funny.
Has like a weird funny sense of humor
you've been through hell, like
yeah. Well, I love Jason Momoa. Like, he's just a big softy, isn't he? Like, he just seems like a big nice dude.
I hope so too,
because that's what I think, and he's a Leo, so I want to think that's the world I like to live in.
Yeah.
Oh, I could talk about a lot of different Leos. Pop culture things happening right now, but I guess that's not really anything to do with the ring. What could I reference towards the ring? I don't know if Naomi Watts will do anything. Is she doing anything scary?
Because
she's been in some different... that's kind of her realm.
Let me see. I want to see, like, what else she's been in. Because she was very much, like, a 90s, like actress, kind of. You know? Like, she was just in so many... But no. She did other horror movies.
No, she did other horror. That was sort of a genre for her.
That she liked, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she did... She was in King Kong. She was in Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, it was Mulholland Drive's a creepy-ish
The
one.
Watcher. Oh, yeah, she was in The Watcher. That just
she
came out.
She was so good in that.
Well, like, last
okay,
year.
Yeah, that's new.
The Ring, obviously. No, yeah, that's like... Oh, Goodnight Mommy. She's in that. I don't know if you saw that one. She is also in The Ring, too. I'll have to watch it.
I hope so. I hate when they make sequels and they don't have any of the original people. It's like, okay.
Shut in. Oh, yeah.
Budget.
No, she's done, like, quite a few.
I think it's the soundtrack for me that I love about The Ring the most.
Yeah, they did, like...
Like, the kind of... Yeah. Like, kind of weird stuff. It's, like, so creepy. Like, in the video. I don't even know how to do it, but...
I thought the music was good.
That's creepy.
And when she's, like... I love the scene when she crawls out of the well. Like, it's so good. The way that it's, like shaky and just, like...
No. And also, whenever they finish the video, it goes a little bit closer to her coming out of the well. So, like, you know... Because at the end of the video, it shows the well for a little while. And then it shuts off.
Yeah.
But then, like, whenever you see someone watching it that little bit longer, you see that hand. The hand come up. That's so good. Like, that gives me shivers. Like, that... I think they do a really good job at, like, suspense in the movie.
You know what's so cute is the girl that played her name was like Davey something. I was looking it up, and she was like, when she watched it, she was scared, which
I'm
obviously
sure.
She's a child. Like, it would just be so interesting. You're like, oh no, that's me. Like, I'm playing the main like creepy.
I mean, that movie is scary
thing. Like, and then she was like, yeah, like my friends were scared of me after.
Yeah, you'd want to get a haircut or something.
So interesting. I'm so interested in like when kids are in horror movies and then like what happens after, like when they get to watch it. I don't know. But she said that she was scared. So I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, what about the son or like the little boy?
Yeah, the little boy. I love him. He's so funny.
Yeah, I like just the way he talks.
Yeah.
Enunciation.
I'm like, I think, I just feel like he did such a good job in that like final scene when they're like laying in bed and he like she's wakes like, up and he's her. Like, oh, like what happened to her? And she's like, oh, like I saved her. Like I set her free. And he's like, and he like gets up and he's like, what? You set her free?
Yeah.
I don't know what else was, what, like, well, I don't know what else they were supposed to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, there was no getting away from it otherwise.
Like, right? Because then she just would have killed them, right?
Like, they made a copy. That
and
was
then they made a copy. So at the very end, I was like kind of confused. I was like, why? And then she's like taking his hand and like making a copy.
Yeah, you have to make a copy for her to leave because she just wants to be seen, I guess, or like her story to be heard. So then if you make a copy, then I guess more people would be able to. But then you're like kind of like contributing to like more people dying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you should write have to like watch make the second a copy one. Or something. I think we have to.
Kind of into it, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah. I don't know. It is an iconic movie.
It's great.
I can't, like, think of that many that are, like, that memorable in terms of, like, just, like, that the
everyone
whole, like, short
was talking
film
about
in
it. Everyone was talking about
There's,
it.
There's, like, yeah.
Everyone saw it, it seemed. And we were 12.
I know, yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. So. The 7 days really stuck with everyone. I guess that's what I mean. Like, if a new horror movie came out, like, I don't know if any have come out recently that have given people that same level of, like, everyone knows it, can reference it. Like, is that just, like, because those times have changed now and we have too much media to consume?
Yeah. So I actually thought about this. I feel like our generation, we lived through that time, like, during 2008 and...
So it's like a millennial movie.
2017, where all of the horror movies that were coming out were so... like hit or miss, you know, and there was so much of it coming out, so many sequels coming out, it was just like it was too much. And so that's why I feel like a lot of people our age don't love horror movies as much as the younger generation coming up now. I feel like Gen Z and like the generation before
wasted time seeing bad ones.
Yeah, yeah. Or they haven't seen all those bad ones and they're starting to see horror movies that like have a lot of thought into them, like Midsommar, like Talk to Me. I can't you haven't seen Talk to Me yet, and I'm so excited for you because it's my favorite movie that's come out. I feel like it, they just I'm yeah, we have to see it. But I just think, yeah, generationally, I do think the younger generation is like a little bit more into horror now than maybe ours. I've just been like, I've just wanted to stick through it.
I always was like a little bit different that way with our generation.
Yeah.
You'd be like one of the 50 or 25 that liked horror movies.
Literally all I watch is horror movies. Like I don't consume really like, except for reality TV. I'm like, it's like reality TV or horror movies for me.
Yeah. I mean, I like sci-fi kind of can go into both. Yeah, sci-fi, like sci-fi dips into either action or
when
horror.
You have, like,
and I do
Predator.
Like sci-fi when it's more horror based, like, or like creepy.
For sure.
But I mean, I also just love like a lot of like, you know, really great makeup and costume and stuff. So like, I'm okay with like, it's not the only media I watch is horror.
See, I think that was another thing too. Those movies that kind of came out during that time that I mentioned was like, they were very CGI heavy, you know? And so now I feel like they're moving away from that. Cause even the most recent Saw, I felt like either that CGI is amazing or they used practical effects in
it.
They used practical effects too. So
yeah, I think that you would get away with it for sure in Saw anyway.
So much better. It requires more thought, but it's like
ages
so much better.
Way better as well.
So,
I mean, I don't know how they'd get a person coming out of the TV without doing that, but
well,
I feel like Poltergeist aged really well too.
Yeah, like
for being like an 80s practical effect movie.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of 80s like,
I mean,
horror.
80s is just insane.
Yeah, they were really going in.
Do you feel like you learned any, like, does The Ring teach us anything
about like,
I mean, also, I mean, it's a female lead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
do you feel like that is respected or do you feel like it's sort of like stereotypical or is like, because she's kind of like,
no,
her story,
I think her story of
kind
being
unique.
Kind of a bad mom was like good, like it was like relatable, you know.
Yeah.
And how they have like,
she has a complicated like relationship with the ex-father,
and she's very like you know, career driven, but yeah. has like this little boy and. No,
I just wonder about like the quality time with her son. But I guess that's like, well, because then you don't see that
at the end. Well, at the end, he's like, oh, you're not going to work today. And she's like, no, not today.
And she's finally spending time with him.
Finally. Yeah. And that's like obviously all he wants.
I guess that changes. Yeah.
But
yeah,
no,
although they're pretty traumatized now.
I think they did a good job in like portraying.
Well, they kind of reflect it in Samara's relationship with her mom.
With her. Yeah.
And how she's sort of like. Because, like, I guess it gave Naomi, like, a lot more, or Rachel, like, a lot more compassion to, mm-hmm. like, that little girl and how she yeah. was neglected.
Yeah.
Or seemed to be and mistreated.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I guess that goes very hand in hand with her own, yeah.
And then that just kind of sunk into her. Because then, well, it's unfortunate that his actual dad, biological dad, dies.
Who's? Really.
Well, like, he oh, dies. Yeah, and I'm sad.
I know,
like,
you're like,
there
ooh.
Was so much of a chance that they could have just been a family again.
He's like, call me tomorrow and the
you
day
know?
After.
And then he wasn't. After. And he could have totally made a copy because he had it all, the equipment
He was
there.
Kind of a bum.
Oh.
There's one scene when I was writing down notes. I was like, he's like, wearing jeans young. With flip-flops. I was like, ugh.
We were young.
Ick.
It's like... I mean, I loved his elevator, but yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. So, yeah, like his whole place.
I love that kind of like industrial warehouse looking apartment. Like,
yeah,
so
I was like, of course. The dad always lives in the cool industrial freaking apartment.
You know, like, are you paying child support?
But
like,
she had a nice apartment too.
No, yeah.
She actually had a really nice apartment.
I mean, the scene too, when she's just looking outside at all the other apartments. And
yeah,
the
kind of watching
them.
People live their lives.
I like literally thought someone was going to jump off of a building at that point. I was like,
or
is
like
that a different movie?
See like, Samara just like
something, or someone watching the TV, or like,
yeah, watching the video. She's like, no.
And wait, I'm not clear on this. Does the babysitter watch the film?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Also, the babysitter I think is like an actress that's also like in. I thought she was in some random like teenage 90s show from back in the day, but maybe she just looks like somebody.
Surprised. But yeah, Adrian Brody randomly being in it was like iconic,
Adam Brody.
Honestly. Adam. Adrian Brody. Oh,
is that
a different
somebody?
Guy?
Oh, it sounds right, but his name's Adam.
Okay, well, my OC Seth being in it was like, I forgot.
I did love Seth.
Like,
I
can he be Seth. In more horror?
I don't know. I feel like he is. I don't know.
He's got a look. Like, yeah. He could do it.
Where is he now? Who knows?
He was in a coding show that I watched, but it was really okay. It wasn't that great.
It was really okay.
I literally went through the whole show because he was in it. I was
yeah.
like, I love the OC.
Yeah.
Even though I was more of a Ryan stan, but it's all good.
Really?
Yeah, he's so my vibe. Hmm. I was Marissa.
I think I liked Adam. Or like Seth.
Until I got therapy. That's Marissa.
Until I got therapy.
Because she's problematic. And also is kind of weird now as a celebrity. Although, if you're watching
Misha
this,
Martin?
I love you. If you like scary movies, Misha, I'll be your friend. I don't mean to say that about you, actually.
Come on our podcast. Be a guest.
Yeah, like,
even
not
though,
a hater, actually.
Yeah.
No.
We're not prepared for guests yet, but maybe eventually.
We'd like to.
We'd like to.
Let us know if you'd like to be on our show, if you have something cool to contribute.
Or, like, a
to
movie
horror.
To suggest. I don't know. Anything.
And, yeah, definitely.
Like, subscribe, follow.
As well on The Ring, and if anything, kind of.
Wait. I thought we could do something fun just to, like, wrap it up a little bit and like because I looked up just what was going on in that year,
right? Yes.
And
I
so yeah so I was like, oh yeah, like that was actually kind of an interesting year because it was also a year after 9/11,
right damn.
So yeah, so like a lot was kind of like,
no wonder that movie scared me though. I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, it makes sense. So yeah, it would have come out because 9/11 happened when I was in grade 6. So this would have come out when I was first going into junior high school, grade 7. So in 2000, this is kind of random. In 2002, a milestone was reached when over 50% of the UK population, more than 30 million people, had internet access at home. Today, the figure is over 97%. So they
right.
were only only just over 50% homes in the UK had internet. It's kind of crazy. Napster. Remember Napster?
Mm-mm.
Really? Like Napster is like a peer-to-peer file sharing service. Like we used to download like so much music and
okay, not LimeWire.
It was before LimeWire.
Wow.
Yeah. But no. And then they had a very like public I don't know, they went bankrupt basically. And they had a lot of like legal stuff going on because
yeah,
that was like the like gri- that was like when it was a gray area when like, you know, people weren't protected, like music yeah. and stuff like that. You could just like download anything. Any movie, anything.
Those were the golden days, golden era.
Apple released its second generation iPod.
Okay.
Second generation.
Oh, I loved iPods.
The Sanyo SCP-5300 became the first mobile phone with a built-in camera.
Wow.
To be released in the U.S. What else? LinkedIn was founded. Oh,
I didn't know that was that old.
The social networking site Friendster launched, which would later be overtaken by Facebook. And wow. then Microsoft also launched Xbox Live.
Well, hey, if Facebook didn't exist, that's why they didn't know the kids from the other high school.
Exactly. Died. You're so right. You're so right.
How would they know?
How would they know? There's it was no literally, way. You didn't have yeah. cell phones.
Don't their
really.
Landline, then you're, that's it.
Just a yeah, exactly. Oh, Michael Jackson.
Oh.
It was that fame moment when he like dangled his
blanket.
Yeah, blanket. I remember over that. In Berlin.
Iconic.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, who met in 1992,
broke up.
They announced yeah. their split.
Oh yeah, okay. Cry Me a River.
And then some major films. Oh, Halle Berry won Best Actress for Monster Ball. Remember, she like cried through her whole speech.
Right.
Lord of the Rings: The Two Towers, Star Wars Episode II. The first Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, with Toby?
Yeah. And Harry Potter, I guess.
Wow, the that's first a big one, year. Right?
Yeah, it would have been grade 6, grade 7 that came out. No the movie, way. The movie. Oh, one of big... So the Eminem show was like one of the biggest
I got
albums.
CD.
Also, the music was... interesting. So singles like Ashanti's Foolish, Nelly's Dilemma, and Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles came out that year. So it was a good year for music. Oh, and also Christina Aguilera entered her stripped era.
Oh,
so like
okay.
Dirty came out.
Right.
Like iconic. Literally iconic. Honestly. I don't know. That's about it. The Osbournes were big.
Right. The show.
Yeah. The SARS, like SARS, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And
OG COVID.
Get this. In China, the Wuhan Huanan seafood wholesale market opened. Nearly two decades later, it would be the widely believed location of the first outbreak of COVID-19.
Whoa, that's so random.
Right? 2002, okay. Man.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why that movie, I mean, not being just 10, but like also just the fact that all the technology and stuff wasn't
it was at that
around.
Like, yeah, it was like at that weird gray area where everyone was like, I don't know, just getting internet.
Whoa, that's like technology overtook us and like kind of messed us all up. Mm-hmm. It was like symbolic in a way from Samara coming out of the TV. It's like we live, eat, breathe our telephones now.
Yeah.
You know? Damn.
Yeah.
And the well is just, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's just, you know, images and scenes from The Ring that will...
they'll forever be there.
Forever follow us through life. We'll never forget it.
Honestly, bad acting in horror is, like, almost, like...
part of it.
Yeah. Like, I like it. It's meant to be there. It's like, Saw 1. Such bad acting. So good. It's, like, the best. He's, like...
oh, I can't
so
wait to do that one, too.
It's so, like, badly done. But, yeah I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like
I think it was a success.
I don't know how long we've been going for, but I feel like
I recommend if you haven't watched it to watch it. I do. I think it was cool. If you're interested in that era,
mm-hmm.
I think for 2002, it's pretty ahead of its time.
Yeah, I think they did great. I mean, it was already a movie, right? And it was kind of interesting, like the director. Someone had watched the original Japanese version, like, on, like, a really shitty TV, really poor quality. And so they kind of used that when they were remaking the film. And also what I learned is, like, they hadn't even finished writing the script when they started filming. So, like,
I feel like that kind of reads.
I know. But I was like, really? Maybe they, I don't know if that's like a normal thing to do, maybe, but, or like a common thing to do.
I wouldn't recommend that.
I know,
like,
right?
Be pretty committed to your story and beginning to end, but I have heard of it being a thing, especially with series.
Yeah.
Right? They have to be ongoing.
And lastly, the Japanese version, they said it's like 50% different.
So it's not copyright? Is that what you mean?
Well, it's not completely the same story, but they use a lot of the same elements. So I'd also be interested to go back and watch the Japanese ones. Yeah.
Yeah. The Japanese. Definitely. Ones. I mean, yeah.
Kind of compare.
Compare and contrast.
Yeah. Just see what's different, what's the same.
I'm down. Yeah. I don't remember. I remember seeing it, but I don't really remember the video and stuff like that.
I remember the Japanese version of The Grudge was really scary.
Oh, my God.
So
it's almost more memorable.
I know. I personally think The Grudge is more memorable to me.
In general,
so
definitely.
And the audio of her
and stuff is creepy.
Dude, right?
No, I want to talk about it so bad. Oh, shh. Yeah. All right. Well, next one.
We could do it like the next one. I don't know.
I'm down. Okay. Yeah. We're going to do The Grudge next. I feel like that's good because they were sort of.
They're
like
kind of the same vibe.
Yeah. They're like in their same category, I guess. What category would you put The Ring in? Psychological, like
paranormal, psychological,
parapsychological. Gonna make our own terms. We're gonna collect terms, make a book.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you so freaking much. Honestly.
Yeah. So let us know if you want to watch any. Suggest any scary movies that you love. We're gonna just keep going, watching ones, talking about them. If there's any that you would find that you'd like to hear us talk about or dissect
hear
or dialogue
opinion.
With us,
yeah,
then let us know in the chat or in the comments below.
Please like, subscribe, do all the things so that we can keep doing this because I feel like we've been planning this for so long and
it's a labor of love. And we all like have full-time jobs and
passion
like
project.
Pretty busy lives in general, so.
It would be cool if we could just do this
burn, but
all the time.
Yeah, that would be, that's the
help
goal.
Help us on our road to making our own horror movie.
That's definitely something we want to do.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
La, 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 la. We'll see you next time.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.